Hey, Mama.
Hey, Mamas. Welcome to the Let Mama Live show. This is a mama's safe space to live life, practicing self-care to better manage stress. I am Jen Pittman, mama of two, mama of boys, mama of a teenager and a first grader, and an autism mama. Now over here, we're living life with our flaws and all. This is a no judgment zone, here to build you up to live what I like to call the mama lifestyle. That is where we're practicing self-care through four ways: meditation, affirmation, mindfulness, and appreciation, which some may refer to as gratitude. Now, this is not a lecture. We need you to join the conversation. Visit letmamalive.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll see the Let Mama Live comment section. Leave a comment. Let us know what you're thinking. You'll have opportunity to join in throughout the conversation. And with that, I hope you enjoy the show. Now, welcome to those who are returning listeners. Thank you to those who are new. If you're returning, this is a new season. We're on to some new things, some great things, and some of the same wonderful things. So again, I want you to join in the conversation. Visit letmamalive.com. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and leave a comment. I am not lecturing to you now. I need to hear from you. Leave a comment. Let me know what you're thinking. All right, let's get started with the show. All right, let's get started. So I like to begin every episode with a marformation. And a marformation is just a play on words. It's an affirmation for mamas. Cute, huh? Marformations. And so this marformation for this episode is very special. And I'm glad that I'm starting off this new season with this marformation. So before I read the words that I have for you, I need you to relax, just breathe. I need you to receive. So open yourself to receiving what I'm saying. And, you know, this is a situation throughout all of these conversations. It's a situation where you can chew up the meat, spit out the bone. So if this is something, a realization that you've already made for yourself, that's great, sis. Listen, pay it forward. Share with another mama. If this is something that is maybe new to you, and as you're listening, you may hear some things that you agree with, some things that you may disagree with. That's great, sis. I love that. Chew up the meat and spit out the bones. Think about that. Keep that in mind as we go into this marformation. Breathe. Now, the marformation for this episode: I will put myself first. I ground myself in my core values. All things will fall into place. Now I'm going to read that a second time. If you're feeling any tension in your shoulders and your chest and your face and your arms, your hands, your limbs, try to relax a little bit. Breathe. Take a moment to just breathe and receive what I have to say. I will put myself first. I ground myself in my core values. All things will fall into place. Great. So the wonderful thing about affirmations, they all are developed through some type of experience that I've experienced, I've seen, lessons that I've learned, because, you know, I live life with the thought that there is no such thing as failures. They're only lessons. And hey, I learned a lot of lessons in life. And I'm grateful to be able to share those things with you. I'm appreciative of that time and this moment. And so that's the beauty of these marformations. And with that, I always have some type of confession that I must confess to.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Yes, I always have some story behind this. And this gives me an opportunity to get it off my chest and to share with you and hope that you learn some lessons. So when it comes to this marformation for this episode, at the top of the year, actually, I'm not going to start there. I'm going to go beyond the top of the year. There was a moment in time where, not too long ago, where I did not put myself first. I have all these wonderful priorities, which you all have too. You have your significant other, your spouse, your husband, your wife, whoever it may be. You have your children, you have family, you have friends, you have job, you have career. If you're like me, I see the difference in the two. You have pets, you have all kinds of priorities that you have on your list. And at the bottom is you. At the bottom is me. And so there was a moment where I noticed that, you know, having me at the bottom of the list ain't going too well for me. There was a message that I heard one time, and it was talking about all the things that you do and you do and you do, but you expect something different. And that person stopped and said, now, how was that working out for you? Putting me at the bottom of the list ain't working out for me. So I had this moment where I had to speak truth to life. I had to look in the mirror and say, this is not working out. This way of living, I cannot maintain. This way of living is leading me nowhere. This way of living is driving me insane because I'm doing things the same way every day and expecting something different. Something has to change. And so at the top of the year, I had a realization where, you know, something has to change. And not only does it have to change, I might need a little bit of support to help me, to help guide me through this, to help, you know, keep me going. And what I did was I had a moment previously, I had a moment where I was writing prayers. I was reading God's word, just strengthening my prayer life. Because girl, the struggle was real. When I tell you the struggle of life, you know, adulting is real. Momming is real. All of this is real. So I had to strengthen my prayer life, and I was writing prayers, and I would share those prayers with friends. I would record those prayers so I can listen back. And some people thought that was kind of strange. Like, what? You record prayers? But yes, I will record prayers because, you know, I'm a spiritual mama. Hey, spiritual mamas. Hey, all of y'all out there. Not everybody don't have to be a spiritual mama. We're open to everyone. This is a no judgment zone. Believe in what you want to believe, in any higher power you want to believe. If it's the universe, if it's God, whatever you want to believe is your business. I'm my mind. Now, I'm a believer of God. And so, you know, there are moments where you just may be exhausted with life. And you don't know what to say. You just know that you just need to get through. And instead of pushing myself to find the words, or instead of faking my way through it by creating these wonderful words, these things to say to God, I would just press play and allow my prayers to play. There are moments where you just don't know what to pray. There are moments you don't have the energy, and there are moments you just don't know what to say. I don't have the words. And so I just press play. And so what I realized was that these prayers were things that they were tools that were helping me through when I felt like I couldn't make it as a mom, when I felt like I couldn't make it as a woman, as an individual. These were pushing me through. And so I made this prayer for myself that I turned into an affirmation for this episode. My prayer was, I will put myself first. As long as I'm rooted in God, all things will fall into place. I ground myself in my core values of peace, authenticity, resilience, optimism, impact, growth, and empowerment. My cup is not half full, nor is it half empty. It actually overflows. My cup overflows. And for that, I am grateful. And then I add some things in there based on how I'm feeling. If I'm not feeling it, I leave it there, put it all there, and I move on with life, continue on with life. And so, you know, this prayer really helped me reprioritize some things. It really helped me put life in perspective a little differently. And at the top of the year, I started to put myself first. I put God and myself first, but that's a combination thing. That's a combo package. I come with God. God comes with me. So in my mind, that's putting myself first. The combo. I put myself at the top of that list, put my husband, my spouse, my children, my job, my career, my family, my friends, everything that is beautiful and wonderful in my life below that. Because all things are going to fall into place for all of those things that are connected to me. Another part of the prayer is, if I remain in you and you remain in me, I will bear much fruit. And that's referring to God. Apart from you, I cannot do anything. And that's his word. I'm not here to preach to you. Just sharing the prayer. That's a part of the prayer that I left out. And so what you have to, when you're in this kind of moment where you're changing your priorities and you're putting yourself first more, it becomes more clear to you, or to me at least, it became more clear that I was really, really bad at putting myself first. I was crappy at it. I was crappy at it. And that was the reason why I had so much mental and emotional turmoil, because I had things out of order, you know? And so I came to this realization. I created this prayer. I shared it with others. I'm sharing it with you. I think that the most important thing is this. I believe in venting. I have gripes. I have vents. I have, you know, feelings. I have down times. I have bad times. I have times where I don't feel very well mentally and spiritually and emotionally. I have those moments. But when it comes to venting, the focus has to be movement. We're moving forward, and we're not moving forward trying the same thing over and over and over again and expecting something different and driving ourselves insane, if you know that that's the definition of insanity. But we're moving towards something greater. And so I had to pat myself on the back because, you know, I had these gripes, and I ain't gonna lie, I still have them sometimes. I still, like, the old stuff surfaces sometimes. It comes back to the surface. That's my business, mind yours. So I have my moments where I call my friend or I call my sister, and I'm venting and I'm venting and I'm venting. And it's like, dang, it's like you talking about the same thing over and over again. I have to check myself. I check myself. I go back to that prayer. I will put myself first. And so I do that. And so we have to do a better job as mamas. Like, first of all, the whole concept of Let Mama Live, the whole thing about self-care. Self-care is not selfish. It's selfless. And a powerful lesson that I learned from my mom that I say all the time is that you have to take care of yourself so that you can take care of your babies. And so all of this, that this conversation that we're having today and the conversations that we will have in the future, is all about taking care of yourself, which is not selfish, it's selfless. We need it. We need it. And in that, we have to be honest with ourselves. If we tripping, we're tripping. Like, be honest with yourself. Nobody has a high horse over here. I'm not going to pretend to be something great. You know, I talk about this mama lifestyle of meditation, affirmation, mindfulness, and appreciation or gratitude. I'm not perfect at it. And that's the whole purpose of this. Our tribe, this mama tribe, we're working together to put this into practice so that it can become natural, normal, and in turn, it benefits everyone. And so with that, it's like when I put myself first, every single person, place, thing, experience, situation, project, whatever, is going to fall into place because it's connected to me. Some people might, you know, hear you say, oh, I'm putting myself first, and be like, that ain't right. So what does that mean? You don't care about me? No, me putting myself first is how I care for you. Because if I don't put myself first, I'm not going to have the energy. I'm not going to have the things that I need to pour into you. I don't know about you, but I want to pour into the people who I love, the people that I love. I want to pour into the projects that I want to do. I want to pour into myself. I want my cup to overflow. You know what I'm saying, sis? And so in order to do that, I have to put myself first. You know, putting yourself first comes with some challenges. And I think in that, one thing or subject or topic that comes into play is boundaries. So, you know, I'm putting myself first. And I'm thinking through this as we talk. I'm putting myself first, and I have all my beautiful priorities underneath that. And there is always going to be something that gets in the way of your journey, of your forward movement. It's always going to be a speed bump. Like, gosh, I just can't catch a break. It's always some kind of speed bump. Those speed bumps, in my opinion, can be reduced if you set some boundaries for yourself. And so something else that I had to do at the top of the year was I had to create healthy boundaries for myself. Because I'm going to be real. I'm going to confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
I'm going to be real. Sometimes I have my moments where I'm talking to people, whether they're loved ones, whether they're coworkers, whoever they may be. I'm just talking to people. I'm living life. I'm being a part of, you know, life. I'm participating. And things may be said or done that knocks you back a little bit mentally. I've had moments where things are said and done where that triggers things. That triggers the imposter in me. That triggers, you know, these unhealthy thoughts, these negative, nasty thoughts. That triggers attitude. That triggers these negative things. And so when I set healthy boundaries for myself and something crosses that healthy boundary, it gives me the tool to be able to say, I'm not going to give my energy to that. I'm going to let that go. I'm not going to give my energy to that. I'm going to let that go. Or it gives you the tools and the power, the empowerment. It gives you the power to say, this conversation that we're having, let's say you're conversing with someone, this conversation that we're having it crosses one of my boundaries, and I'm just going to cut the conversation short. Like, I'm done. And that's my business. And if you're upset with that, if you're upset with me doing that to take care of myself, then that is a personal problem. That's your personal problem. Ain't got nothing to do with me. That's your personal problem. I mind my business. You mind yours. And that's your business. And so it is important that when we are putting ourselves first, all of these things are falling into place. We set these healthy boundaries so that any outside forces that are, you know, out there to knock us off track, we can identify them before they trigger us and say, I'm paying that dust. I'm not going to give that any energy. So make a list now. We're putting ourselves first. We have our other beautiful priorities underneath us. And then around us, it's like we're building a fence of healthy boundaries to minimize the speed bumps in life that may trigger you mentally and emotionally in a negative way. All right, sis, go ahead, Jen. Like, I summed that up very well, huh? Okay, let's add one more thing to this conversation. I don't like to keep you long, like, you know, 30, 45 minutes. I think that's max. I don't like to keep you long. So I'm going to continue on with the conversation. Let's continue on. So I think the last thing that I would like to touch on when it comes to this malformation and this experience that I've experienced and I'm sharing with you, my confessions.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Is this idea of core values. So in the malformation, I will put myself first. I ground myself in my core values. All things will fall into place. In my prayer, I talked about grounding myself in my core value, Jennifer's core values. And I have 7 core values. And I always name them out of order. So if you're comparing, you know, when I share my prayer earlier to now, it's going to be out of order. And sometimes I have to think about them because it's kind of a lot to think about. So I have my 7 core values. For me, for Jennifer, my core values are peace, authenticity, resilience, optimism, impact, empowerment, and growth. In the beginning, I had 5, and then I added impact. No, I'm sorry. I added empowerment and growth. So I have to confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
These confessions are healthy. Like, these are not bad confessions at all, by the way. I had a moment where I felt like I was being kicked while I was down. I felt like that imposter in me was being triggered. My imposter has a name, by the way. Her name is Jennifer. Jennifer. It's a F-A-H at the end. I had this moment where Jennifer was being triggered. She was coming out to play, honey. She was taking, like, she had no remorse. Like, she was just out to play. And I was just being triggered. I just felt like, why, you know, like nothing was going my way. I felt like I was going to get found out. Like, it just was not going well for me. And so if you know me well, or if you've listened in, if this, you know, this is not your first time listening, you may know that I am certified as a health coach. I am a health coach, and I like to help mothers with managing their stress. So I provide this stress management coaching, I guess you can say. And one thing about having that role is you feel in moments that you have to be perfect, that you have to have it all together. But that's not real. That's not authentic. This is a safe space, right? I have flaws. I'm human. I'm imperfect, you know? And so I had to look at myself in the mirror and be okay with being imperfect. And, you know, we all have stories. We have history. We have stories that maybe we've experienced things when we were children that made us feel like we had to be perfect, but that's not realistic. And so I had this moment where I was feeling like I was being kicked while I was down, my perception. And I had to do something about it. And so this coach went and got a coach. This coach went and got a coach. If you know me well, again, you know I'm an advocate for therapy. I'm an advocate for therapy. I'm an advocate for coaching. Anything that you feel like you need to do to improve your mental health, to better manage your stress, I'm an advocate for that is healthy. Any healthy thing that you want to do, that you feel like you need to do, to do those things, I'm an advocate. Right? So this coach, I have to confess that this coach went and got a coach. And it was the best thing I could have done for myself at that moment. She was my spirit animal. It was like, can I ball you up and stick you in my pocket and take you everywhere I go in life and take you out whenever I need to hear some positive, inspirational words? She was everything. She thought the way I thought. I thought the way she thought. She had some gems that she dropped. And I'm like, ooh, girl, you know? And so this coach went and got a coach. I went and got a coach. And one of the conversations that I had with that coach, it was all about core values. Before I had this conversation, I never thought about a core value. Like I didn't put any thought into it. But after having the core values conversation, you look at your life and you realize you already have these values in place. You didn't name them. They don't have a name to them, but you have these values in place. And to me, these values are things that you want to strengthen, or these things that you're already strong at that helps get you through life without wavering. I had to think about a word. The word that I want to use, without wavering. These values are things that you center your life around. And as long as these values are being served, you're not wavering in your life. Now, it's going to look different for me than it looks for you or other people. It's going to feel different. But this is what works for me. So these core values are things that I look for in situations, that I look for in people, that I look for in experiences that build me up, that feeds me, that serves me. I live life wanting peace, in search of peace. That's like the highlight of my life. If I have lived life well, if I've lived life in peace. I am the positive person that some may see as toxic positivity, which makes no sense to me, but I'm going to bring the positivity, the optimism. I want to be resilient. And in this time with this coach, I was working on strengthening that muscle of resilience. I didn't realize how much of resilience I lacked. I wasn't a very resilient person. I needed this resilience. Impact is my life. Anything I do in life has to have some type of impact on someone else's life. I am the helper. I am the giver. I've always been, since a child, this giver, this helper, this person who wants to make an impact. And that's just me. Authenticity is something that I strive for every day. When I talk to you, when I talk to others, when I wake up in the morning, when I'm quiet and don't feel like talking, when I'm boisterous and feel like talking your ear off, that is me being authentic to me. I'm an introvert and I love that. I'm good with that. Like nobody, you know, you hear people say, and I've grown up hearing people tell me that I need to talk more, that I need to do, you know, be more social. And like, that's not me. I would show up as me every day. Authenticity. So those were my top five. And then as I continued with this coaching session, and I continued to experience life in this empowered space, y'all. It was just like amazing. And this space, two more values popped up, and they were empowerment and growth. I strive in a space of empowerment. I want to be in environments. Let me get my words right. I want to be in environments that empower me. I want to gain something that gives me the hope, that gives me the aspiration and inspiration, that gives me the push, the oomph to want to be better, to want to be stronger. And that's when I realized that empowerment was a core value of mine. So I added that. And then the second core value that I added, which ended up being a seventh core value, was growth. I love this story. So the reason why growth became one of my core values is because I think I said it earlier. I don't believe in failures, but I believe in lessons. And so everything's not going to go your way. That doesn't mean that you failed. It's just giving you a lesson to learn. It's another lesson that you have to learn and put into your bank and try not to, you know, make those mistakes or, you know, do those same actions again. But in order to think that way, you have to be okay with not being perfect. You have to be okay with making mistakes. And I realized in this journey and that this time with this coach that I was not okay with making mistakes. I was hard on myself. Very, 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 very hard on myself. I wasn't okay with making these mistakes, but I needed to be. In order to be okay with that, I had to see it as opportunity for growth. I want to grow. Who don't want to grow? Who won't want to become, you know, stronger or grow in different ways? I want to grow. And so whenever I make a mistake, it's a lesson that I'm learning, and that lesson is leading me to growth. And growth became an empowerment growth became a value of mine so that I can feel okay with making mistakes and not be so hard on myself. So I challenge you to think about the core values that you already have in place, but you haven't named. Give them a name. Start with five. Shoot, start with three. Give yourself these core values, and these values are things that serves you. And whenever these values are not served through people, through places, through experience, through things, then those people, places, experiences, and things are not for you, and it's time to let them go. Period. That's just it. And so that is those are my confessions. That is my story. And that is the reason why this affirmation is so important to me, can be important to you, and is important to this moment. I will put myself first. I ground myself in my core values. All things will fall into place. Repeat that affirmation to you yourself. I'm sorry. Repeat that affirmation to yourself many times. Let it sit. Plant that seed and watch it grow. I promise it will change your life. I promise. All right. I'm going to give you guys an applause. I see good things coming into your lives. I see your stress melting away. I see us going down a new path. I see us moving forward to not doing the same things over and over again and expecting something different. I see it, honey. I see it. Let's do this. So next, we're going to do our mama moment. And our mama moment is just a random moment to get to know one another. You know, I want to get to know you. I want you to get to know me. On, you know, a different level. These questions don't have anything to do with the show. Some of them do, but some of them are very random. So this is our random mama moment. So what we do in this segment is I pick a question out of my box. You hear my box shaking? Hey, 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 hey. I pick a question, I answer it, and then I give you an opportunity to check in on letmamalive.com. You scroll down, leave a comment in the Let Mama Live comment section, and I'm going to randomly pick a question. Oh, I love these questions. Okay, so this question is, it says, what's the best thing about your life? What's the best thing about your life? Ooh, let me think about it, because there's so many best things. Like, we can be here all day talking about the best things in your life. Let me reread the question. What's the best thing about your life? So not the best thing in your life, but the best thing about your life. The best thing about my life is that it comes with so many experiences. Now, I'm not talking about traveling the world and all this other stuff, which are great experiences that my life comes with as well. Oh, I'm talking about these lessons that we just talked about. I'm talking about love. I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about peace. My life comes with some wonderful experiences, and it's always evolving in the positive way. In a positive way, it's always evolving. And I think that that's the best thing about living my life, about my life. If someone was to step into my shoes, I think that they would see that the experiences that I have in life, I see them in a way, like I said, as opportunity to grow. I see them as opportunity to learn. They're not always great. You know, sometimes those experiences are triggering, but the outcome of it all, because I'm the type of person that is very self-aware. You know, that empowerment and growth and those core values I was just talking about, they are being served. I'm so self-aware, and I'm always open to learn, and I'm open and willing to say I was wrong. And sometimes it may take a little bit of time, but I eventually can say I was wrong about this, or no, you know, I saw myself as wrong, but I was right about this, you know. Or, you know, I give myself this validation that I'm learning to give myself. The best thing about my life are those experiences and the positive things, the outcomes that come from those experiences. That's the best thing about my life. What's the best thing about your life? Leave a comment, letmamalive.com. Let me know what's the best thing about your life. I look forward to learning more about you, and I look forward to sharing more about myself. Thank you. So mamas, come on, check in. I like to end with an opportunity for you to check in. Letmamalive.com, scroll down to the comment section, leave a comment, check in. How are you feeling? How are you doing when it comes to your stress, when it comes to being a mom? Is there anything that you would like for us to have a conversation about? Check in. Let me know your struggles. Let me know. Confess.
Welcome to Confessions of a Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Confess. Let me know what you're feeling. And this is a safe space. This is a no judgment zone. But I always want to leave you with something great to take forward in your life. I'll leave you with some gems. And I leave you with a place for you to check in so that you know that you're not alone. Don't live life in silence, struggling in silence. Don't live life in isolation. It's not good for your life. It's not good for you. Come to letmamalive.com. Check in with us and know that you have a friend in Jen who is here to lift you up, who is here to encourage you, who is here to empower you. Let Mama Live is here for you. So this is the end of this episode. You know, Let Mama Live want you to continue to be kind to yourself. We want you to celebrate yourself through this journey that's called motherhood. You're doing an excellent job. If nobody has told you yet, hey, mama.
Hey, mama.
You're doing an excellent job. Good job to you. We celebrate you. because we know that this struggle, this struggle is definitely real. So I want to leave you by saying that you're doing an excellent job. Don't let anyone else tell you anything different. And as always, I want you to be well. Be well, mamas. I love you.
Hey, mama.